Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The clock on the wall is in the wall in The House with a Clock in Its Wall. And the eyes of Uncle Jonathan, played by Jack Black, his nephew Louis, played by Owen Vaccaro, and the uncle's platonic friend Florence, played by Cate Blanchett, are trying to watch the clock, if they could only find it. It's not from lack of trying. At one point, Louis is punching a clock, but not the clock. The doomsday clock figures in the scenario sprung, pun intended, by Isaac, played by Kyle MacLachlan, whose wife, Selena, played by Renee Elise Goldsberry, and he are wizards of the highest order, even more powerful than Uncle Jonathan and Florence. Louis is a quick learner and may give them all a run for the magic wand. The setting is New Zebedee, Michigan in 1955 with gorgeous art direction, costuming, and special effects. Louis arrives to live with Uncle Jonathan and Florence after his parents die in a car crash. Louis idolizes Captain Midnight and wears goggles in homage to his hero. The precocious 10-year-old steps off the Greyhound bus with a suitcase full of dictionaries. It seems the producers of The House with a Clock were going for a franchise builder movie, something like the Harry Potter series. They almost succeeded. However, while the special effects are voluminous and impressive, they are too much of a good thing, as is the case with many movies using computer-generated imagery. The special effects take away, rather than advancing, the storyline and are often a substitute for solid plot lines and dialogue. The House with a Clock in Its Wall is directed by Eli Roth, who directed Death Wish, Hostel, Hostel 2, and Cabin Fever. It's based on the 1973 young adult novel by John Bellairs. The screenplay is by Eric Kripke, who wrote TV's Timeless, Supernatural, and the movie Boogeyman. Fans of Jack Black, who is in his usual sartorial persona, and Cate Blanchett, who is always great, may want to see The House for their performances. Many scenes and characters in the movie are fun. The topiary griffin in the garden is intriguing, as are the many clocks festooning the walls, the animated stained glass in the stairwell, and the smashing pumpkins. There are a few very effective jump scares. However, parents be forewarned. Some of the subject material may be too frightening for some age 10 and under. Quite frankly, I'm surprised the movie is rated PG. It seems as though it should be MPAA rated PG-13. The House with a Clock in Its Wall could have been a minor classic for the Halloween season. Alas, by its conclusion, time has run out. The House with a Clock in Its Wall is MPAA rated PG for thematic elements including sorcery, some action, scary images, rude humor, and language. Opening October 5 are A Star is Born. Bradley Cooper, in his theatrical motion picture directorial debut, directs himself, Lady Gaga, and Sam Elliott in the musical romance drama. A musician helps a younger singer and actress find fame. It's a remake of the 1976, 1954, and 1937 films, also named A Star is Born. Venom. Ruben Fleischer directs Tom Hardy, Michelle Williams, Woody Harrelson, and Jenny Slate in the horror film. Eddie Brock merges with a symbiote, a fictional race of extraterrestrial characters from Marvel Comics. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.